This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
So you're doing ham hock, leek and cheese pasta for a kind of a... Because let's be honest, the summer's gone and it looks like we're going to need something to stick to our ribs for the cold weather.
At least the sun's shining and the sky is blue, so we're not say too
much. Not all gone yet.
It's a bit chilly, but sure, that's good. Ham hock, I think it's one of those things... people don't know what to do with, really, isn't it?
You're exactly right. I see them in the butchers, and sometimes they're cooked in the butchers, aren't they, already? And you can buy a ham hock for a couple of quid and sort of gnaw at it. Am I thinking the same thing?
I haven't seen it. It's on the bone? It's on the bone. I haven't seen them cooked now, but I'm sure you're probably right. I think you're right, John, but I think whenever you cook them yourself from scratch, you get that lovely, you know, when the meat falls apart.
Yeah.
You know. And you get that lovely, you know, that really unctuous meat, you know, and you've got this beautiful stock that's left over. And you know, there's two ways of cooking the ham hock. You can either, what I tend to do is put it into a pot, you know, a cast iron pot, mm-hmm. and cover it with water. And then a couple of sticks of celery, a couple of onions, cut them into quarters, put that in, maybe a couple of cloves of garlic for this recipe as well. If you've got some rosemary, sprigs of rosemary are lovely. Put the lid on, and then I put it into about a 180 oven. Takes a couple of hours, but then that way you don't get the steam in the house. So if the other way is to put it on the pot, on the stove, and keep bubbling it away. But the house just gets steamed up, doesn't it?
That's right, the windows run them with condensation.
And so put it in the oven and, you know, give it a wee check to make sure there's enough liquid. You want the ham to be covered.
For about two hours?
It takes about 2 hours, but I mean, it's until a knife goes through it and it's nice and...
Yeah.
And then take that ham hock out and let it rest. You know, that's the thing while you're doing everything else. So you've got that nice... see all those vegetables that are in that there? So they've mm-hmm. taken... So take your rosemary, stick out, leave the wee sprigs in, and then scoop out all those vegetables into a pan and then cover it with about 250 mils of the stock.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some stock left, so just put that into the, you know, when it's cool, put it into the freezer and use that for soup. And you see soup, you know, mm-hmm. lentil soup, keep a wee bit of the, you know, I never cease to be amazed how much meat you get out of a ham hock, John. You know, you sort of think it's got that massive bone in the middle, but you just get so much meat from it.
And would you get, you know, the way the same with boiling a ham, you get that kind of scum, that wee foamy scum at the top. Would you get that with a ham hock if you're boiling it or not? No,
you could, but I didn't actually. Maybe it's because I put it in the oven,
mm-hmm.
but no, I didn't. Give it a rinse. You know, sometimes if you give it even put it in the sink and pour a kettle of boiling water over the ham,
mm-hmm.
any kind of ham, that'll stop you getting that scum.
All right.
It used to be old-fashioned where you brought the ham up to boil and you drained it off. I just think put it in the sink, throw the kettle over, it does the same job.
And that's before you cover it with the cold water?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, okay.
That'll stop any chance of you getting any scum on it.
Oh, like that.
You know what you mean? That's horrible, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then put that into a pan. You've got your nice the cooking liquor, and you've got all those lovely vegetables, and put it in the pan, and add about 100 mils of cream, not too much cream. Bring that up to the boil. put in loads of parsley, stalks and all, chop it all up, put it in, and then just blend that. And that's with a bit, and throw a bit of cheese in at the end. So I use Parmesan. Do you know what, with this, you know, if you have cheese floating around, even blue cheese, if you have cheese floating around in the fridge, wee ends and bits and pieces, this is great, you know. So it's just a good way of using it up. Or cheddar's fine with this. And then just with your, just with the old, I've got some leeks, John, and I love leeks. I just think they're in season at the moment. But, and you know, when you get those, you know, you go to a farm shop and they're nearly black green, you know, they're just, and they're lovely. And I've got some on here now and they're just, you can get them in the supermarkets. I like going to this, I like the green part. And the best way of cleaning leeks, because there's nothing worse than when you're eating something that has had fresh leeks in it and you get that grit.
A wee bit of soil, yeah. A wee stone.
So, oh, horrible, a stone or a grit, and it's all crunchy in your teeth. So get, half fill your sink with water, split the leeks down and put them in, and then when they float up, that's it. They've let away all, you can see all the silt and stuff at the bottom of the sink, and then give them a shake and that's it. You're good to go.
Pretty good. And cook them in butter then?
Cook those in butter, yep. And then you've got, at this stage, you've got your nice rested ham hock. So just take the fat and everything off and discard that. And then just pull that, you know, that nice flake, the meat. Just shred it with your hands. But you just want to just sort of rub it in between your fingers just so it's all... And you get a massive amount with this, you know. So, to be honest with you, I would maybe take half of it and put it into a bag and stick it in the freezer.
Keep it.
With the other stock. And then, you know, if you were going to do even, like, you know, sometimes what I would do, John, is just whiz some frozen peas into the stock with a bit of cooked up leeks and celery and stuff, and just whiz that up and then fold in some of the, you know, the ham hock as well. And you get a nice quick soup, really, really quick soup. But then just mix it all up and you've got your cheesy sauce. You could add a wee bit of mustard to this if you want. It's quite nice. And then you've got the leeks, you've got the parsley and the sauce. Put as much parsley as you possibly can, to be honest with you. I said a handful in the recipe. Probably meant an armful.
I've done more recently. I have got, you know, because if you get a wee thing of basil or a wee thing of parsley or whatever, I am more inclined now than ever to just buck it all in, because you end up with a bit of a something left over, okay. A half a bag going black,
exactly,
in your cupboard,
John,
and you forget about it.
Just
it's no odds. You may as well chop it up. Chop up the stalks and put it in the sauce, and then chop up the leaves at the last minute.
We're
buck
all
guilty
of that.
Yeah.
Well, I think the minute you open those things, or, you know, the other thing, you know, with those pots you get.
The stock pot things?
No,
the, oh, the wee pots grow your
pots
own?
Of herbs.
I never, just, I know, could, they die on me. I can't. No.
But you use them straight away, and then I replant them in compost and they'll come up again for you.
You see, that's gardener's corner territory there now. You've lost me. Well, no, look, I've never had a basil plant that
anything.
Has not died instantly after one use.
I you know, somebody says, just watch that herb, it'll take over your garden, and I'll manage to get it to be mummified so it does nothing.
Yeah, no, I'm the same.
I'm the same. So, no, get the pack out of the supermarket.
Yeah.
Just, you, as you say, John, use it all. Is that right? Use
and pasta, I mean, obviously you can make your own pasta, which is, when you see you doing it, it's so simple and so easy, and it's the best. If you're not going to make your own pasta, and you're going to buy it, do you buy the dried stuff or do you buy the fresh stuff?
Oh, no, I think buy the dried stuff.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in it, when you're in Italy, if you go to an Italian's house, the fresh pasta is a feast day thing.
Yeah.
It's a real celebration thing. But they'll buy good quality
dried pasta.
And we get that good quality dried pasta here. And honestly, it's fine. It's great. It's, you know, that's what we're using anyway. So, and I used a pasta, just a wee swirly pasta called Gigli. You could use penne or macaroni, anything for this.
Yeah.
The other thing, I had a wee bit of this left over, so I've just fired it into a dish and put some more cheese over the top. So that's the dinner tonight. Just, you know, fired into the oven.
Exactly,
like,
and you've some left over, so it's and a ham hock, you know, cheapest chips. And
350, John.
Yeah, there you go.
And your two meals really out of that, because you're getting your pasta dish now, and technically you could have your soup later.
Yeah.
You know, later on in the month, out of the freezer.
Love it.
So,
ham hock, leek and cheese pasta. For now and for later as well.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.